Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Oh, I forgot about the intro sound. Welcome, everybody, to ShotCast episode number 61. We are here, and Rocket League's officially dead. It's happened. The servers have been shut down, and we are absolutely finished, fellas. Is that what's happened this week?
Yeah, I guess.
That's the ShotCast.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Yeah. Well, we do have to make it the last episode of ShotCast. We just have to become a different type of podcast. Like, we need ideas. Like, what else do we have in common apart from Rocket League? It's not cricket. They don't play cricket in Scotland.
No, I don't play cricket. We like
washed
beer.
Trackmania.
Beer. Okay.
You guys like Trackmania?
I've watched Trackmania videos. I've never really watched Trackmania or never played Trackmania. But yeah, maybe I should try it.
What do we have in common, guys?
CJ, if you grow a beard, we could be like that Manly Beard podcast. We'll talk about beard products. Like,
why is Clayton saying that we're all unathletic? That's not something we have in common, bro.
Well, no, I'm athletic.
CJ's
athletic, right?
Come on, I play sport.
It's not a real sport, so I guess it doesn't count.
It is a real sport.
No, but it's spawned from another sport. It's unoriginal.
Every sport spawned somewhere.
No, do you know where actually this is a different topic, but do you know where all the sports spawned? Really? It was all the UK. Think about it. Where has a sport spawned that wasn't the UK?
Lacrosse?
Probably the UK. Let me Google it right now.
Probably. What do you mean? Probably. You're just gonna take the guess?
Not cool.
Yeah, it's probably France or something. You've got a good one there.
Lion / Aztecian sport that's kind of semi precursor basketball.
What about basketball?
Wait, maybe basketball, to be fair. Basketball might be...
It owned. Baseball.
USA. Yeah, but baseball, come on.
Baseball's just cricket.
Baseball has got to be an adaptation. They were like, nah, forget this bouncing the ball off the ground thing. Let's just throw it. Why is that even a rule? I was in Paris last week for Paris Games Week. Well, actually, me and the rest of the English broadcast were not actually at Paris Games Week. We were doing the English broadcast in another separate studio, so we were just not there. So there's a LAN in Paris, and we're in Paris. So we're not at the LAN, even though we're working the broadcast. It was great. But I was there to, what was the museum called? Any French people in chat, how's my pronunciation? Musée des Arts Décoratifs. Probably terrible.
That shit stinks. About... What the hell is that?
What do you mean? It's not my accent. You're making fun of French people.
Adam Baguette said, yikes.
It's probably pretty bad. Yeah, probably pretty bad. It's very, very difficult, very hard. But yeah, it was a cool museum. They had this exhibition about how sport has influenced fashion. And pretty much how all of what we wear is related to how it was made for some sport at some point. And then people just started wearing it in casual and professional context. Even though it was made for sports. Yeah, a lot of the sports were... we all just play the same sports because of the British Empire. That's pretty much it. They just, they told everybody, actually, these are the sports we play. You should play them. That's why everybody plays them. So it's probably one good thing that came out of colonialism. But the rest...
Not
probably
so
mostly
much.
All bad.
Let's talk about colonialism.
Let's talk about colonialism.
And that's our first
topic.
What about
kabaddi?
Of the night, guys.
They definitely didn't spread kabaddi. I can tell you that much.
What is that?
I don't know what that is. It's like two dudes they're topless and they're just in the slapping competition and they're just constantly slapping. And it's like a wrestling type thing, but I don't understand. I don't get it whatsoever. But
sounds like you insane. Get it.
It's like a subcontinent Indian type.
So just a couple dudes slapping each other.
Yeah, across the chest. Just bang,
so
bang.
I think I've seen that actually.
Is that like the same as the slapping competitions that get a lot of people watching them on YouTube? The like the slapping contest. Is it the same
it's
thing?
Like, it seems. I don't know what it, but it seems more like akin to wrestling. Than anything else.
Wait,
like
so there's different
on their
disciplines
feet running around trying to slap.
What? There's different types of slapping competitions, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not just standing there like you get to slap me, then I slap you. They're both going at it at the same time.
There's more competitive scenes for slapping than Rocket League. That's crazy. That's
probably like thousands of years old.
The developers support like you know. The developers.
I wonder if they're like switching rule sets every year.
What are the rules for this? Do you know the rules for the slapping competition? Yeah, what's the format? Do they have like ridiculous formats? Some sports have got incredibly dumb formats. Did you guys know for the Rugby World Cup? Rugby's like the non-American version of American football. It's like non-American football is rugby.
Global version.
They seed the World Cup, which happens every 4 years, 3 years before the competition happens. So if your country's terrible at rugby, and then 3 years later you're amazing, you probably got a terrible seed. Because they seeded it 3 years before the competition. That is so stupid. Can you imagine, like, we start our LCS in 2024. We're like, right, let's take a look at the leaderboards in 2021. Who was good? Yeah, NRG, top seed. Why not? Seems fair. That's actually what they do. I'm not even kidding.
Don't they start,
or
like,
the World Cup.
World Cup? Yeah, like two years out, the qualifiers and stuff.
So, yeah, I think so. Like, stage one of the qualifiers, like, years before. I think that might be logistical. You just have
in that
to.
Time you're playing like you know the
yeah there's so
the
many games
Mongolian
so many games.
Islands or something like you're playing a team of four like to get
it's,
through the first stage
yeah for that I can see it because you need to play so many games and you know it's not possible to play all these games in a short time table. Yeah but for seeding there's no reason that they do that. I don't know why they do it like that way. I guess, yeah, but sports are just incredibly corrupt. Did you guys see, by the way, different topic, did you guys see Francis Ngannou versus Tyson Fury?
I did.
What a rigging. Did you guys see this? One in chat, if you watched that. It's boxing, for those of you who didn't.
Damn.
Got the moves.
Francis Ngannou, he's a former UFC heavyweight champion. He left the organization because they weren't paying him enough, and he became like he just debuted in boxing instead because they were paying him way more money to do that. Everybody thought he's going to get slapped, and instead he like debatably won the fight, which is insane. I wouldn't call it a robbery. I think it was close. But
it wasn't a robbery, but he
wasn't a robbery, but he did really well.
It's more that he was a massive underdog, and it was a 50-50 fight.
Mm. And he was fighting the best, like everybody's opinion, the best heavyweight in boxing as somebody who's never boxed
fight.
Before. In Saudi Arabia, they're doing Rocket League and boxing now as well. They just bought they bought sports.
They just bought it. Damn. Watch. Dude, he's getting close with that thing. Chill out.
Yeah, up a little bit. No, that was a great fight. I did watch that.
It was a great fight. Yeah. It was a good fight. But it's incredibly rigged. Like, there's only been a couple of cases in Rocket League history where stuff has been like it's never been, as far as I'm aware, rigged by organizers. It's just players throwing. But can you imagine it's just straight up rigged? Imagine you could like have judges for Rocket League. I guess that's the only thing you have is a freestyle contest, right? Has there ever been a robbery in a freestyle contest? I can't say I'm aware of one personally.
I would
maybe
like to
in chat
box
knows.
Most of the scene. I think I could take more than
you would like to box.
Yeah. Just for fun. He just likes punching people. He doesn't want to lie.
You know? I think I could take at least 75-80% of the Rocket League pros.
80% of like 16-year-olds. Yeah, I hope
that,
so.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good, does it? look, we'll
why do you think he was like able to make land so many times?
Yeah, I think Oski could drop me, but I don't know about his fast twitch muscle fibers. You know, so we're gonna have to
Mate,
see.
You're not even
there.
Getting in arm's length of him. He's too tall.
Yeah, what's Oski's reach? Is that on Liquipedia?
You know, I'll probably be punching like that.
His wingspan on Liquipedia?
Yeah, it's his wingspan on Liquipedia. That's something we need, actually. Can you imagine, like, when the Rocket League players are walking out on stage, they just got physical
wingspan.
Stats for no reason.
Length of fingers.
Just have height on there for no reason. Yeah, that would be sick. If there was a correlation between that and actual success, it would be amazing.
Do we need a Rocket League boxing?
Well, there is a correlation because, well, Fruity, like, it's a reverse correlation for him.
Maybe that's the next event. Rizzo, thoughts? Can we get a sponsor?
Rocket League boxing? Is there like a run?
It's a 1v1 Rocket League game and then halfway through boxing. It's like chess boxing.
Oh, you switch. It's like chess boxing. Okay.
Can we get any family friendly sponsors to be a part of that, please? We're talking about fighting quite a bit. What about the let's switch topics quite a bit. What about the fight for Rocket League players to not buy Lightning McQueen DLC? What about that? Because the entire community was against them a week or two ago. Lightning McQueen comes out, and that is all I've seen. Rocket League starts trending. Dexerto tweets about it. Every YouTube video is the most insane car, and it's everywhere. Everybody's
180.
Yeah, everybody's just like, this is amazing. I love this. Good show.
I'll tell you what. There's I know we're against Psyonix, but if there's one DLC, if there's one thing in the world that they could bring out, it's probably Lightning McQueen. So, I mean, I think we have to put the strike on hold. Buy the DLC and then start striking.
You know the worst part is they're probably like, wow, you know, all these tweets and stuff, everything's so negative, they're all against us. Then they release the DLC and they're like, they love us, boys, let's keep doing it. We've done it. We've turned the tides.
I also think there is, you know, there's that more hardcore audience that cares a lot about trading and what that means. And then there's just the much more broader audience of Rocket League that just play and have fun and go on Twitter and go, yeah, cool, that we, you know, are separate to our thoughts.
Yeah, we're not, like, we have to remind ourselves as content creators, pros and casters, that we are not a good representation of the vast majority of the Rocket League community. We're just not. Like, most people who play Rocket League are just playing it to, like, log on a couple hours with the boys every month and, you know, sometimes hit the ball in a bronze lobby or a silver lobby. What was the rank came out recently? The, like, average ladder rank was plat, I think, was just straight up in the middle, I believe. Yeah. And that's only the players who have a rank. Like, there's a lot of players who just play casual and probably would bring that average down to like gold plat. So we're not, I don't know. Like, the content creator community is big. It's we're not like a good representation though. That's why we want to actually do, I don't even know if like the Chalkcast audience would be considered a good representation of like your, I don't think they are, of like average Rocket League gamer. You guys are probably definitely way more dedicated.
If you if you're watching a Chalkcast and you are less than plat, or you're less than plat one, type one, because I think you'll get like two people who are gold or below.
No, there'd be some gold absolute bots in our chat. We know our audience.
I guess they do watch Rizzo. This is Rizzo's channel. So.
Come down there.
I talk to, like, you know, IRL mates and stuff, and they know obviously sort of what I do, and they'll just be like, I was playing Rocket League with the boy, because, like, you know, playing with the boys that we used to play with back in the day, we're all still, you know, gold or plat or something, but just play for fun. And that would just be like 99% of the audience, but we just see the 1%.
All of Twitch is very, on average, like, more hardcore as well. Anyone who's watching Rocket League on Twitch, you've taken your interest in the game to the next level than just playing the game casually for fun. Now you're looking at the content in the game and maybe watching the esport. That's another level of interest. So if most people here are interested at all in esports, because a lot of this podcast is about esports, then you're like multiple levels up the chain on how hardcore of a fan you are. So we are not, We have to like always think about the wider community as well, how it like affects them, and do they care like about
speaking of gameplay
topics.
We I don't want to leak this, but we, as part of our Patreon, do a little clip reaction for our patrons, and the big men and the large men.
Both of them,
you guys know about our Patreon. Check it out though. We'll chuck a link in the chat, but if you are a big man, you can submit clips that we can react to. You know, your best goals, best moments. Doesn't even have to be Rocket League, but all the clips you guys have been submitting have been Rocket League. Last night, we reacted to the clips. And I just want to say shout out to Jacob Not Lit, who not only submitted a clip, but submitted an entire montage And then we watched it. It was 4.5 minutes long. It was a 7-minute
we didn't
video
notice.
Of all of our patrons submitting their best goals. The last 4.5 minutes was Jacob not lit with an entire edited cinematic montage of his best goals in free play as well. So shout out Incredible. To Jacob, one of our big men that are just pulling his weight, and he just says, I want to see, the boys have to
wait,
see
this. Is that video going to be available to all of, where's that video available again? I forget who can access that.
It's going to be like on patreon.com/shotcast, Johnny Boy. That's where it's going to be.
But is it the baseline? It's the baseline. Baby man can watch that, not just the big man.
Yeah, like, I might as well just upload that for free. Anybody can watch that.
Yeah, free.
Yeah, because so the big,
you
big
can,
man.
You can join the Patreon for free. It's just that we don't release content for free. But I feel like we should just release this for free. It's just that big men and large men are just the only ones able to submit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Shout out to the boys. We got to see a diverse range of skill sets from our patrons. We'd like to know what rank you guys are at, and we got a fair idea with the clips that were submitted. So, hold on. That was a little side note on the
just to get us back on track from this epic level shilling. Good shilling, good content, and all that.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask: do you think, going back to the topic, that Psyonix are doing enough for those casual viewers in terms of like actual development for the game? Like, it feels like
they just released
Fortnite,
Lightning McQueen,
example.
Bro.
Yeah, fair.
The actual game itself. Like, it feels like Fortnite are constantly like bringing new game modes, doing cool
Travis
stuff.
Travis Scott concerts.
Events. Travis Scott. Surely with Rocket League, free to play game, very popular. I hear people talking about it all the time. Could also do the same thing.
So what? Something to give a bigger picture on that. Because you're comparing Rocket League's, new content to Fortnite's new content. Somebody explain to me. I'm seeing a bunch of tweets about like Fortnite and how they've hit like the all-time player record at one time or something like this. What happened again? There was like a content drop.
Oh, they released their first map, like their OG map, and so they did that, and they hit like their player peak with that map.
So what, they removed it previously?
So, Rocket League take out Manfield DFH out of rotation for like 3 months. Everyone gets super mad, forgets about the game. Bring it back,
genius.
Huge new release. We're bringing back DFH and Manfield, and all of a sudden everybody comes back. Record numbers makes the new. Oh my god!
Incredible.
So smart.
Take out take out the octane.
actually, yes.
Imagine
that would make it interesting.
RLCS next weekend. And by the way, the octane is no longer usable. You know, for reasons they don't need to explain anything. They can just like remove it.
They should remove Rocket League itself when Rocket League Racing comes out, so everyone has to play Rocket League Racing, and one, they get this massive influx of new players. Everyone's buying new items and stuff in Fortnite, and then we'll get sick of it after a month. Rocket League's back, biggest hit ever. Thoughts?
You know what I just realized? You're talking about buying items on Fortnite. Since the inventories are compatible on each game now, because your inventories are locked, mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to go into Fortnite and buy something for my car and then go to Rocket League and use it. Clicked in my head. That
it
I can
feels
actually
very much
buy
like a one-way game. Road at the moment where, you know, this is real talk, where Epic Games are making Rocket League an in-game store for Fortnite. So you install this 20-gigabyte game so you can go in, purchase your funny car to use in your Fortnite racing game.
I want to get a new Fortnite pickaxe for my materials.
Going to be a topper or what? Like, is that what you're envisioning, that you buy stuff in Fortnite and it becomes a topper? Like, where are these items going? Because you're not buying cars.
Well, no, like, I feel like their racing version or whatever is going to have their own store, essentially.
Okay.
And it's like, this is the stuff that's for Rocket League / racing. Because you can't buy, like, a skin, you know, a character skin, and then use it in Rocket League. Like,
what if they do that, though? What if they do that? Yeah, hold on. What if... Yeah, because what age rating is Fortnite? I don't even know.
What age rating?
It's
like
not
E10.
For everyone.
It's probably
13 and up, apparently. So it's not E for everyone. What if they're trying to normalize everything to Fortnite? Like, they just make Rocket League 13 and up and put the Fortnite people in it as a driver. They all have, I don't know. That's when they could really start getting different, with the driver having some characteristics and the car having other ones. Like right now, Rocket League's extremely standard.
That's money making money.
Hold on a second here. Because wasn't that like one of the... Okay, yeah, CJ, what's your idea?
Well, I was thinking, because you have your car preset in Rocket League. Now, I don't know if this is a thing, but obviously you have vehicles in Fortnite as well, right? What if you could, you know, like you have in, like a buy station, like you have in COD, but you can spawn your vehicle that is your customized vehicle. So we can see some Mina Fenix in the Fortnite game that you're driving around in Fortnite.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's like what I imagine how it works, the main game, yeah.
You know, you can get your vehicle that you can drive around in the Battle Royale version as well.
Well, that's the idea, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's the idea with it. That's what I figured.
That's why I'm saying like Rocket League's almost acting as a store. People install Rocket League to maybe buy your Fennec and then use that in Fortnite.
Mm.
As a note, Johnny, how do you envision this like driver? Do you want there'd be a driver inside the car that you can see through the windshield, or is it more just like during the celebration you've got, I don't know,
he better be out there.
Your character better be out in the celebration, and then you can default dance or whatever emote you have, and you can use it all.
Yep.
To be fair, I've been using the Bumblebee only because it like it's annoying to see somebody dance on you. There should be more dancers in the celebration.
You have been using the Bumblebee. It is very annoying. Yeah. I can see how annoying it is when you dance on people.
Yeah, they are kind of already adding emoting, now that I think about it, with the Bumblebee. And they got Lightning McQueen with he has a face. There's a face on his car now.
He does.
And he's like, eyes are moving around.
Yep, it's all there.
Wouldn't that hurt, hitting the ball with your eyes every single time?
Probably.
Wait, doesn't that surely, like, you know, if Rocket League's for everyone, not trying to like give their legal team like a panic attack or anything, but like if Lightning McQueen's got eyes and he gets demoed, is that really E for everyone?
Oh,
that sounds, I don't know, that sounds like something. If I saw that when I was 3, I'd be pretty traumatized. Like, that's pretty scary.
Maybe that's why they made Lightning McQueen unable to be demoed. It is an invulnerable car. You get a slight advantage.
Just can't be demoed because they want it to be E for everyone, so they just make him invincible. All the freestylers would rejoice. Actually, Rizzo and CJ would be like, "Oh yes, I can be earnable demoed." Fantastic. The demo kickoff would just it would be the thing is, like, on that though, see, people think demos should be removed. I think that they would just hate the game even more because they would just get bumped around. It's even more frustrating with somebody bumping you around than demoing you. I don't know.
That's a great point. Does Lightning McQueen have life insurance or car insurance?
I can't say I ever thought about that. I feel like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm feeling. He has to have both, right? Guys, right?
He does. He's not. He's a sentient car. He doesn't drive a car. He doesn't need car insurance.
That's a good point.
Car, right?
That's
he probably has truck insurance for the truck that he drives in.
What? That's also a human, though.
Yeah, that's a car.
Or
that's
a car. Human. Or what? It's not a human. It's a car with feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to drive Sally around. Okay, that sounded weird.
Yeah? Yeah.
I want to have the other cars. I don't just want McQueen.
All right. They're probably saving that for the next like PR disaster. Just like, and guess what we just added? You're not going to believe this.
We've removed the octane,
yeah, terribly, but I was just thinking about the other cars in the game that I would like to drive.
Yeah, sure you were, buddy.
Drive.
Doc Hudson. What about those neon ones? The ones that are on the highway at night. Can we get those, like the souped up? You know what I'm saying? Like the rice boxes. What are they called? The Japanese cars.
I'm not with you. I'm
lost. Not big enough. Right, putting down. Like,
that's discriminatory, but that's just what they're called in Australia. Like the modded hotted out. You know, you guys know what I'm saying. What are they called? The JDMs. Wait, there you go.
The JDMs?
Thank you, the tuners.
This thing just looks like a hitbox with wheels. which would probably make it very playable.
That looks kind of cool. You know, we're not gonna go into a 3-hour loop like we did last episode. That was just, I was just having a good time. You know, we just kept going because we were enjoying it so much. Otherwise, we would have cut it short and stopped the conversation. But I do want to bring this up kind of again. How I'm kind of, it just kind of weirded me out. And not, this isn't like Jack, Rise, or Vert, but a lot of people were like upset that Rocket League Racing was a thing. Like, people were begging for Rocket League updates, and then they're like, we're gonna do Rocket League Racing. Granted, it is in Fortnite, but people aren't excited about it. But like, I feel like I'm so excited about it that I can't understand why somebody wouldn't be excited about it.
I'm with you.
Would you prefer it to be in the Rocket League client or Fortnite?
I'll answer that in a second. Keep that in your mind. Never mind, I forgot what I was gonna say. So
Let me just say, well, we did the episode last week, or obviously we talked about, you know, like that last week's episode was a very passionate topic, very heated on the future of Rocket League with the, basically we're assuming Rocket League Racing. So if that doesn't happen, we kind of like, what are we doing? But nothing's happened since. There hasn't been an official announcement, has there?
No, this is all based on leaks still.
Yeah, so... and obviously, yeah, it was very passionate. We had Jack on there, we had Vert, and we had Rise later on in the episode. And obviously, we uploaded that. There was the live. You don't really gauge, I don't think, on the Twitch chat when you're doing a live ep on sort of the overall consensus. But I think once we uploaded to the YouTube audience, to our other streaming platforms, I think overwhelmingly, Jack was the
popular opinion
in that argument, yeah. And basically, I don't want to say they were trashing on, in particular, Rizzo and Johnny, but they were saying they could not believe your guys' stance. So this is a little follow-up to this one, I reckon, on what we're
To kind of lead with that as well, like, people were saying that, like, I can't believe, I mean, I was just speaking for myself, but like, I can't believe, like, Rizzo's not hearing what Jack is saying. Like, he's giving great points. And I'll admit, he did give great points, but that doesn't mean I agreed with them. like just because they're, we disagreed, and people were just like, they couldn't comprehend that we disagreed, I guess. I don't know.
So they're thinking that because when somebody hears an opinion they agree with, like on a topic like this, and then someone else disagrees, the assumption is, well, you can't have understood that, because to me that makes complete sense. So you must have misunderstood, because how can you not agree if you did understand? But I think I understand Jack's stance completely. I totally get what he's saying and what he's coming from. But I still disagree with a lot of what he's saying. I don't think that there was any misunderstandings. But yeah, when that conversation was happening, the reason it took 3 hours is because there were lots of different conversations happening at the same time, I think. It wasn't like a moderated discussion at all. We don't really do that here. So it was a very free flow discussion, which leads to a lot of chaos, which we enjoyed. That's why we did it for 3 hours. We didn't like feel any need to, I don't know.
I feel like the only time the way it was going, it looped back to where we already started, was when Rise and Bird joined, and then we like repeated a bit because, you know, they were basically repeating points that Jack had already said. That was where like I feel like the repeat came in the most. But to answer Yumi's question, he said, would I rather have it in Rocket League or in Fortnite? I would rather have it in Rocket League, but not how Rocket League is in its current state. If they released Rocket League Racing with UE5, exactly, with UE5, I'd be like, boom, perfect. But I don't think them releasing Rocket League Racing with how Rocket League is right now, that it would be, I mean, it'd be good, but it wouldn't be as good as it could be. And it seems like a waste of time to do it.
Would you be happy for Rocket League and Fortnite to essentially become one game, and essentially Rocket League get ported to the new engine by being integrated into Fortnite?
Like, I have to launch Fortnite to play Rocket League?
Yeah.
I don't really care.
The game, it doesn't exist anymore. It exists inside Fortnite.
If I couldn't like launch the game separately, I feel like that'd be like a little sad, but like I wouldn't really mind that much. I'd be like, oh, like that sucks. Okay, well, let's move on. And then like, you know, it would just be like a more like a nostalgia feeling of like, I don't know, launching Rocket League compared to I don't know, loading up into a battle bus and then switching to the Fort. You know what I mean? It would be like quite different, but I, you know, if I wanted to play Rocket League, then if that's how I play Rocket League, then that's what I would do.
Like, I would miss Steam, that's all. And you don't need Steam to play Rocket League currently, but I think Steam, I would be like, wait, like, something's missing if I'm playing Rocket League without Steam, I'd be like probably constantly trying to open up the overlay to send messages and be like, oh, that's not there. I'm on the wrong platform. That's the only thing I would miss. Like, genuinely, I don't mind the idea of opening up, you know, Fortnite to play Rocket League. I don't care about this. This to me is not like something I think is a problem. But like, I think what Jack was really trying to say and what a lot of people resonated with was the idea that Rocket League's like losing its, you know, right now it's a unique game, completely independent of all other games, and that it loses value by being integrated into what is essentially another platform. But I don't really think that that's necessarily the case, because there have been numerous instances in the past where a very big game has, like a very big, like, you know, sub game to a bigger, to what is, you know, the original game, has kind of outgrown a game and that then became its own thing, and it's gone the other way around. Like, you know, Dota 2, I think, was a Warcraft 3 mod. It was custom map in Warcraft 3. Was that, you know, bad for Dota 2 initially? No, it's fine. It was, you know, it was allowed to grow. Like, if Rocket League really is as good as we think it is, being in Fortnite will put it in front of so many different eyes that it could outgrow Fortnite. It could be the most popular game in Fortnite. And if they saw that, they'd be like, oh, this is our main thing. I don't buy the idea that if Epic saw Rocket League succeeding and earning them more money than any other title they have and any other product they have, that they would be like, this is bad. We need to undermine Rocket League to make Fortnite, the original game, bigger again. No, they wouldn't care. I think that they would just be like, cool, that's making us more money. Let's put more resources into that. So I don't think it's that bad, because I think, you know, I believe in Rocket League as a game to just be more popular if more people knew about it, which they will if it's in a bigger platform.
Yeah, like if you
re-releasing it means that, like, every content creator in the world starts playing it, just be like, oh, you know, this is the new thing for Fortnite.
The new game mode. They don't even say
everybody.
They don't say Rocket League. They say new game mode, new racing game.
Algorithm. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
But yeah, obviously, I don't know. If people want to believe that, you know, the plan from all of this is to grow the base game of Fortnite, but as much as possible, and funnel as many people into this as possible, that's fine. I guess people can make that speculation, but I don't really think that's a valid strategy. It doesn't seem like that's the strategy that they're going for, if my understanding is correct, that there are multiple game modes when you open Fortnite. There are lots of options.
Yes, there are thousands of options.
Yeah, so that doesn't lead me to believe that they're trying to, you know, funnel people into one game. That sounds like they're trying to, like, you know, spread... They give people as many options within their platform as possible to keep people on that platform, stop them from going to like another platform with games they don't own, which from a business POV makes sense. I don't know. I just look at this from a very realistic POV. I don't have much emotional attachment, I think.
I've lost my emotional attachment.
Yeah, I don't have emotional attachment. There's a lot of emotional attachment, a lot of very emotional comments, and I don't really resonate with those. I'm thinking of more like, you know, I'm trying to understand what they're doing. And see whether it makes sense in any way.
Does anybody have a final comment on this topic? And then
my final thought is that I do like that Rizzo brought up an argument from last week while the guests weren't there, so he could win it. And I could win the argument. Yeah. No rebuttal.
And the best thing is Johnny goes, I think what Jack was saying was, and I go, mm-hmm, that's exactly what he said, and he was wrong.
And I didn't know of them said. So.
I think that's a fair representation of what he said. He thinks like Rocket League's losing its uniqueness and losing its identity. I don't think that's a misrepresented thing for the Jack to say.
That was definitely a core part of what he was saying last week.
When they got rid of trading, I feel like and everyone's like, wow, they don't really care about the game anymore. But I think we've been missing out on the sleeping giant here, in that I just Googled that as of last year, there was 3,356 unique items plus colors. There's over 50,000 items in the game. I don't think esports was ever the priority. I think it was pumping out some items for the boys. So I think that maybe we should have been more aware of this earlier on about the where they really put their resources into Rocket League, and it is Demula.
Is there any game where esports is the priority? I don't think there is, right? Esports is a marketing tool to get people to spend money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's to get people into the game, into League of Legends and start buying skins. It's to get people into Rocket League and start buying skins. It's to get people into Counter-Strike and start buying skins. Like, yeah. I mean, Valve don't even commit much to esports.
A lot of games have been built with esports in mind as like the main thing, but the problem with that and the, you know, consistent problem that causes is that most, it's like what we talked about earlier, most players who play games don't care about the competitive aspect. They don't care about the, you know, esport aspect. So you're already, you know, limiting your audience significantly if you do that. Like, games that are successful are very appealing to casual players and players who just want to have a cool skin to flex on their opponents with an emote and dance. Like, that's just what most players want to do, which is fine. But yeah, it's obvious that the esport was never the main thing. I don't think anybody ever thought that it was the main thing. But yeah, I didn't realize there was 50,000 items in Rocket League? Wasn't there a time in Rocket League where people tried to collect all the items, all the different colored variations of every item in the game? I'm pretty sure that was the thing. At this point, I hope they gave up.
Way too many.
50,000 items. Yeah, good luck. If somebody got a full inventory still, that's expensive and about to be not tradable. Zero.
That's alpha boost thing. I was always saying that. Everyone would ask me, like, what, do you have alpha boost? Do you have alpha boost? And I was like, literally at any point you could wake up and either alpha boost is in the store or there's like an exact same copy of it, or things go untradeable and you've just lost, like, how much was it at peak? Like 7-8 grand? Something like that, US.
So, yeah, something like that.
That's a worry with in-game stuff. But I guess that's the same as like crypto and all that kind of stuff. There's always a risk.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We should make chalked coin.
We should definitely not do that. We should not.
That's a great idea.
And in order to sign up to your Patreon, people need to buy 200 chalked coins.
Don't even joke.
What about NFTs?
Don't even joke about it.
So make chalked NFTs, baby.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from that topic, we're talking about Rocket League Racing, of course, but there's actually this guy who does a bunch of like Fortnite leaks, and his name is iFireMonkey on Twitter, and he recently tweeted about all of the Rocket... Okay, so the reason I'm saying this is because I always talk about how I'm excited about Rocket League Racing, yada yada, I'm a shill, all this stuff, but I have high hopes that it's actually going to be like a fun mode and not just like a mini game mode, and there's going to be a lot of stuff to it. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm not, but hopefully I'm right. But anyway, he has like this map names thing, and I'm just going to link it in chat. I ain't going to read all of it because it is way too many map names, but essentially there are like 18 different map names. So right off the bat, like on release, there's already 18 maps like probably available, which I think is great. 18 maps is quite a bit, I feel like. You know, if it was just like one or two maps in their new Rocket League Racing mode, I would be a little bit disappointed. But 18 makes me feel better. And then he also has this other tweet from July that has a lot more info about their racing mode. I think this is like before it was kind of known as Rocket League Racing. It was called like Delmar, or at least that's their code name. And it says like the baseline info. It has a garage tab in the lobby to customize your vehicle. It's currently being tested in Chapter 5, which I think is the current chapter right now. It has a unique battle pass. Unique battle pass? You know they're going to take it seriously if it has a battle pass. Come on, guys. Come on. That should be it, right? A battle pass should get people excited because that means they're going to do something with it, right? Come on now. Okay, it has a unique battle pass, supports competitive, has time trials. I think time trials is super interesting because that makes me feel like Trackmania. That makes it feel like Trackmania to me.
That's good.
Has a tutorial. I mean, that's already another great start. You know, at least tells me how to play the game. They have game modes, a death race, easy rider, casual, competitive. So that's pretty dope. Death race, I would assume people get eliminated slowly or something like that. Easy rider, no idea. Casual, competitive, pretty self-explanatory. Map pool, 12 casual modes. Maps, this is an old tweet, by the way. 12 casual maps and 4 ranked maps. And then one other map called Whiplash Circuit. And that's basically it. It has unlockable, upgradable cars, custom UI, garage tab with leaked Doctor Who images. It might be related to Rocket League Racing. Again, this is from July, so some of the it's a little bit older info, but it has a lot of stuff in it. So it makes me excited and makes me think that there's actually going to be a little bit of juice, you know, into that update. A little bit of something in there. A little bit of You know what I mean?
How much are Epic paying you for this?
Can it just please be something? I've asked for an update for years.
But this is the thing, Rizzo, is that I understand that this could be really good. All right.
Yes.
But it's not. I think that the overwhelming, I guess, other side of it in terms of the YouTube comments was that you're excited. And I understand that you think Rocket League Race is going to look good, but this isn't like Rocket League itself. This isn't anything to do with the eSport. I think that, or the game itself, which is, I think, why, you know what I mean? Like, it could be really good. We could all enjoy it, but it's still not the core game.
You do a great job. You do a great job of humbling me. But I think at the same time, I feel like Rocket League Racing, like, is an update to Rocket League. I don't know what people expect. Like, if they added Unreal Engine 5 and they made a creator mode into Rocket League, that would be probably the best thing, right? Imaginable. Yeah. Like, that would be the peak. But I think Rocket League Racing in general is like a good thing. It's like not even just like for Rocket. I feel like it is an update, even though it's in Fortnite. Just because it has, like,
well,
the IP and stuff like that.
It's the IP. It's, like, you know, using the intellectual property of Rocket League for another game that is got Rock. If it's got Rocket League in the name, then that familiarizes anyone who sees it or plays it with Rocket League. And, you know, there are so many people in Fortnite who don't play Rocket League, probably don't even know about Rocket League. And if they see this Rocket League racing thing, they'll be like, ah, this is cool. Wait. Like, if they're, like, doing this crossover, like, your car is in both games thing, surely someone who has a car in this game would think, wait, my car's available in another game? I can play this car in
That's
another game?
Cool.
This car I unlocked, this car that I did, you know, maybe it works both ways. You can unlock a car in this game, and you get it in Rocket League. Like, this to me seems very obvious that would be the next step. I don't know if they've done that. I'm hoping they have. This is all speculation, but imagine there's all these Fortnite kids unlock a cool car in Rocket League Racing. They're like, get a notification, like, you can also play this car in Rocket League. Then they go try it in Rocket League. They've got the same car. They might, like, play Rocket League for 5 minutes and think, wait, this game's way better. Let's just keep playing this game.
I feel like Rizzo is in a spot where he's like, I desperately want this content no matter what and where it is, whether a lot of other people are like, I would rather not have the content in another spot compared to waiting for the proper solution of having a Unreal Engine 5 big update.
But Yummy, what if this is a guinea pig? We discussed this last week as well. What if it's a guinea pig for, like, this integration? Would that make it okay if they're like, let's test this out, see if it works? And if this is an easy integration of the Rocket League IP to the Fortnite main page, then let's just run it back with, like, the Rocket League 2 Unreal Engine. You know,
I genuinely don't know if it is better for the game or not. Like, everything we say is conjecture. I imagine, and most developers want the game to be successful.
Yeah.
So I imagine there's good reasoning. Sorry, CJ, what were you saying before I interrupted?
Well, one, I still think, I think we're the minority in that we think it's a Rocket League update. I think it's definitely like these Fortnite kids are like, wow, this new Fortnite update's sick. We can race cars. Like, I don't think they're going like, wow, look at this Rocket League sort of.
Wait, CJ, do you like Rocket League Racing or do you dislike it? As like, well, I don't even know as a whole. Give me like a scale
entity,
here.
As a separate entity, I don't know. I'll try it. I'll play it, but I don't see as much the crossover in terms of, like, the game, like, helping the game. I think it's just going to be Fortnite kids being like, if I'm playing Rocket League Racing, why would I then want to play Rocket League if I can shoot other kids out of cars in Rocket League Racing? You know, I can take my Rocket
Because
launcher.
Because don't you think Rocket League is, like, there's no trick to it. It is so simple. It is, like, such a pure game. I don't see any gimmicks. There's no, like, we need people to play 50 hours so they really understand the game. We just need people to invest that time so they understand it. No, they literally just have to, like, play the tutorial. They'll be like, oh, this is cool. I could drive the car into the ball. Like, it's so addictive. But, with zero understanding prior, which is what makes it good. I don't think that there's any drawback to having more people aware of Rocket League and think about trying it, because it could become, like, a fan of the game instantly. if it was a bigger game.
Gimmick in Rocket League. And he won a world championship. Hey.
Good one.
Well, I just think that Rocket League is like, I feel like they see it as like, this is a fun mini game that we can add into our like engine sort of thing.
I think like based on this rumor, don't you think that they want to add everything to the engine though, to add everything to one place so that they can keep all of their people, all their gamers in this place? Like when people load up a different, PS5, Steam, anything else outside of Epic to play Rocket League, that is probably bad for Epic, because if they close out Rocket League, they're going to open a different game that's not Epic owned. It has to be. I can't believe you're just like roasting Rizzo in the chat, yummy. But like I just understand that they have to view it like that. That they have to view any time that someone closes Rocket League in Steam and they see other Steam games that are not Epic games, then that's bad for them, because people are putting time in, investing time into other games. Like, where do Rocket League players play when they, like, Rocket League pros, they'll play, like, they hop on CSGO or, like, Valorant or something. They're playing, like, some Riot game. That's not what Epic want. They want people in their games only. And you're more likely, it's just like, that's what how humans are. If something's easy, people are going to do it. That's why scrolling is, like, so addictive for everybody right now. It's just so easy. Oh, your brain's telling you, you can see another video if you do that. So your brain, you're just like, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Wait, that's kind of easy, actually. I could just keep doing this, and there's a new video every time. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. You're just like watching video. Like, if you close out Rocket League and it's or Rocket League Racing and it's in Fortnite, boom, whole bunch of other games on your screen. You're much more likely to click one of those games and stay in their ecosystem than if it's like a separate entity. So
that's,
I can understand why they'd want to do it.
Don't want it to be in Fortnite, because I don't want to have to go to the effort in installing Fortnite and finding space.
Oh, come on. That's like such a small thing. That doesn't matter.
Johnny, you were just saying how everything is, if it's easy, people will do it. But if you got to go install Fortnite,
you install Steam, so if you can install Steam, you can install Fortnite. It's, like, to me, it's just like Steam, Fortnite. Like, it's the same thing. Like, Epic, it's all the same to me. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a big deal to me, but it would be
to me,
a
game.
Steam isn't like isn't a game. It's a platform. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I even have.
What,
I
think that's what they're trying to do.
I don't really want to install Fortnite. I don't have it installed right now.
I've never played Fortnite. I've never really watched Fortnite. I don't even know. I have to ask you guys every time there's a Fortnite news. I have to ask somebody to explain it to me, because I'm too much of a boomer to play Fortnite. But I don't know. I don't think I would care about if somebody said, "Oh, you've got to download this. You got to click download here to play Rocket League, and it's going to take 30 seconds." Yeah, I would it'd be like, no big deal.
It's probably like 100 gigs. It probably wouldn't take 30 seconds, but
okay, 5 minutes for, you know, like, yeah, we're like, downloading something's not hard.
I'm 100% with you. No, I'm with you. If I have to launch Rocket League and Fortnite, like, I don't care. I'll do it. I think that
I also run only SSDs and have limited hard drive space, so I will maybe have
looks
to uninstall.
Looks like you need to upgrade to play Rocket League,
sounds
buddy.
Sounds like a you problem. But look, I think that I understand, like, John, I feel like your viewpoint is coming from, like, it makes sense for Epic. You know what I mean? Like, and it's going to be the best thing for Epic. Where, like, and I understand that it can still be good for Rocket League, but I still think it's like plan B for Rocket League. Like, plan A is still, like, get UE5, Rocket League 2, standalone game. Rocket League 2 becomes the biggest esport in the world. You know, we're in the Olympics in, I don't know,
Yeah, but imagine now all the Fortnite kids know that Rocket League exists because Rocket League Racing came out.
Exactly.
And then
that's
when Rocket League 2 comes out, they'll be like, wasn't there a racing game about that? Let's check this out. And then they go play Rocket League 2.
And they've already got a car in it. When the game drops, it'll say you can use all your Rocket League racing cars in Rocket League. People are going to play it. You know, like, I just feel like it makes sense from them. And I don't really, in my life in general, not just in this conversation, I don't really waste my time or try not to waste my time thinking about or like acting upon things that are outside of my control. So if a company like Epic owns Psyonix, who own Rocket League, I'm not going to think about things that are completely unrealistic for them. Because to me, it's like a waste of time to get hung up on that and be sad about, because it's not worth, I don't know. I don't think it's worth being sad about something that you can't control. Like, if you walk outside and it's raining, yeah, it sucks, but you can't do anything about it. The clouds don't care about your feelings. Like, they're going to rain on you if they want to. So I just, like, get on with life, you know? It just doesn't seem worth it to be sad about Rocket League not being independent. Because if they decided they want it to be in the game, they decided they want it to be in the game. But I feel like there are benefits and also drawbacks. It's not as clear cut as the Rocket League community is making it out to be.
Fair enough. I still think it's like it will help the game, but I still like my plan A. But as you said, it's a clearly unrealistic based on Epic's philosophy, and clearly the direction they're going is this ecosystem, whether it's this metaverse thing or just this Epic Games Fortnite ecosystem. Yeah. They want an umbrella under Fortnite, and we are owned by Epic. We are now definitely heading under the Fortnite umbrella. So
I was hoping that this podcast would make the difference, right? They'd come here, watch this, see you guys, and be like,
Sweeney, you know what? Listen here, you buddy.
Let's put it on Rocket League. That Fortnite, that was dumb.
I think I just don't care in the way that I just want to play Rocket League in a different way. And
have you ever tried it while standing? Have you ever tried playing like a...
I want to watch the esport in its pure form. I'm with you in terms of playing. Like, I'm not I want to jump on rank. Like,
yeah,
I want to play some
rank 2 today, CJ. Come on, let's queue up, buddy.
I don't want to play.
When was the last time you hopped on a Discord and your boys were like, yo, let's play some rank 2s. Come on, I'm so excited to play some Rocket League today. We're 7 MMR off our next rank up. Come on, CJ.
Remember, we do not represent the vast Rocket League community when we say that. No, just us.
I'm not saying that. I feel this. That's what I'm feeling. I want to play Rocket League in a new way because I played the same way for 8 years. That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. See, we're a very specific type of Rocket League player here that probably are like beaten to death by...
I understand a lot of people don't agree with me.
Yeah.
You guys are all old Ash. That is true. We are old Ash.
It's not wrong.
As you said, we've already, like, Rizzo, you've had an unsuccessful professional career,
right?
And you've already done it all, and I didn't do much, but we obviously we're burnt out from that. But as you said, we're not the percentage of retired pros. We're not exactly the, we're not preaching to the choir in terms of general audience here. So that was like a terrible metaphor, to use in that situation. But you know what I mean? Like, the general guys are still like, yeah, hell yeah, I just hit diamond. Let's go. I just hit whatever. There's still heaps of those guys around.
Yeah, more.
Just on a tangent, who had the better career? CJ, top of a region, or Rizzo, who couldn't even win a Worlds,
CJ couldn't even make it to my placements.
Oh, really? He called him out.
It's kind of true. But, look... That's neither here nor there. I'd say if we swap spots, I'm winning that world champ. I'm winning that grand final.
You were the best when you were on Pale Horse.
That is not true.
Not true.
He didn't really score a goal.
I'm pretty sure that was your best outing. Was with
Kami
them.
Was their best. Well, I guess that's even more of an indictment to CJ if you're saying even on that team he wasn't his best, but that was the best he ever was.
Appreciate you, Rizzo. Though, look, as we said, though, we're sort of getting it. We're getting away from the topic. But look, I think that, yeah, we're not the audience. But I'm not coming from the perspective of I want to play it. I'm past that. I'm past the, what
but
I
you
want to
play Rocket League or Rocket League Racing?
Well, just in terms of me playing the Rocket League game itself. I'm not like, I want to play 12 hours a day. Like, I don't want to do that. We had that run. But now I still want the esport itself. I still thoroughly enjoy watching the highest level. It's incredible to watch. I love it. It's entertaining. And I don't think that aspect itself needs to change, that part of the game. I don't need to see Zen, turn into a Mario Kart professional. Like, I'm happy for him to stay in the same game that he's playing right now.
So your love is in the esports, CJ. That's all you care about for Rocket League.
It's the same for all four of us, right? You prefer the esport than playing the game?
I mean, that's, like... yeah, I mean, 100%, that's easy.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, like, overall, like, I would rather have, I guess, like, game updates, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather have something there.
What, imagine they just drop 100 mil in Rocket League Racing, like, for year one esport, like...
and I'm the face of it because I've been shilling it for months.
Yeah, bro, like, we're in there. Oh, we're going to see some, like, if everybody flipped on Lightning McQueen being out of the road, wait till you see how fast they flip on Rocket League. Bro, they're going to be in there. All the players are going to be switching games. They're gonna be like,
he's got an idea.
Oh, great for the scene. You know, I love this. Always love this.
You know how the current, like, TikTok trend is, like, the videos with either, like, Grand Theft Auto maps or Subway Surfers and stuff? With this sort, like, Fortnite umbrella, imagine you've got Rocket League Racing, but in the top right corner, you can watch Chalkcast in the game. Then top left, you can play Subway Surfers.
Yes.
And then, like, bottom left, you're playing something else. Like, this is what they want. They want this multi-game ecosystem, not where you can choose heaps of games, but where you can play heaps of games at once or do heaps of things. You can have your own, like, in-game Fortnite browser where you can go on Twitch in Fortnite and watch it in the corner. You can look up to the corner of your screen, and there it is. Boom. Chalkcast live.
To me, it just makes sense. You know, the whole, like, you know, your items will be in both games. It has to be true. So why not? Like, people are more likely to play it. You're just more likely to get somebody when they decide that's enough Rocket League Racing for me for one day. They're more likely to stay in your like, you know, games you own, because they've got items in Rocket League from playing Rocket League Racing. They've got you know, other options in Fortnite to play when they close out the game. Like, it just is. I don't even think that's even a discussion. It's just obvious. Like, if Rocket League Racing was, like, a totally independent game on all platforms, and somebody closes that, they could, like, easily leave ecosystem, and now you're not earning money from that person. So that's what, I think that's what, it's as simple as that. It's just about money, which is okay. I'm okay with that. The fact that it's about money, I would, you know, it becomes a bad thing, the whole, like, money discussion, if they're trying to generate money from, like, I'd say through, you know, immoral practices. But I don't think it's wrong to, like, just have a shop with an item, and you buy the item, and you buy the item for the cost you knew you're going to spend, and now you have the item. That's probably the most morally okay way to gain an item in a video game, compared to, like, rolling for it in a crate, or you know, trying to get it through other, like, random means.
Well, let's make a game, like,
I'd rather have this other game than not have the game. But in general, like, the negativity starts from the fact that they cancelled trading in order to this.
No, I don't think so. Okay, you're right. It does. But I don't think people would be, like, I think people would still be negative because it's in Fortnite. Like, instead of, like, right now it's like, oh my god, F Epic, because they did this, they removed trading and then put it in Fortnite. Whereas, like, before I'd be like, if they didn't remove trading, it would just be like, I'm not going to launch Fortnite. Like, that would be people's reaction.
I think a lot more people would have your sort of reaction, though, where it's just like, you know, it's not what I'd like, but sure, it'll be cool. We'll have a go. Rather than, this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yes,
I can't believe this. Screw Sonics and Epic. Like, you've done this, you've ruined our lives, sort of thing.
I've been thinking about the Roman Empire.
Dude, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Ever since I went to Italy, it's honestly very, very fascinating.
It is.
Have you guys been sharing that sentiment, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about it all the time.
Who is your favorite emperor? Maybe like a tier list, or a ranking?
Cusco.
Yeah, Cusco's up there.
Cusco's up there. Palpatine's got to be up there as well. there's a few that had their say on the history of the world. I think we've sort of done that. Like, I know a lot of people are sort of sick of our Rocket League Racing take. So
yep,
where do we finish this up?
I think this episode will finish our Rocket League Racing take until in 3 days they leak something else.
Yeah,
that'll be right there, please. For next episode.
I mean, see, a lot earlier on, a fair point is raised. You know, we're rebuttaling apparently Jack's statements when he's not here. You know, I love hearing what he has to say on the topic, and what other people have to say on the topic. Like, if we want to do an episode where we talk to you guys, the community, we bring you in here, you can talk about whatever you want. You bring up the topic, ask a question, whatever. There could be a lot of Rocket League Racing talk. There could be a lot of trading talk. And that's okay. If people want to talk about it, then I'm okay with it. I find it interesting. But yeah, we're not trying to, like, shut anyone up or win an argument here. I feel like, to me, it's just, like, an interesting discussion. Because it's all speculation. I love speculation.
I love hearing the opposite side of it, especially with like Jack, because Jack was on like the polar opposite side of me. Because like when I saw everything, I was so excited, and then when Jack came on, I was like, oh, what are you? People hate this. I was like, I saw some negativity, but then I was like, oh man, like people really don't like this. Okay, so Jack kind of put me in my place.
You just killed your vibe. You were like so excited. He just came in and ruined your entire mood on the Rocket League Racing. That's hilarious.
Yeah, essentially.
I think we haven't done actually. We usually do Patreon questions in the Discord when we have a pro player on, but we should totally do Patreon questions to finish off the episode. For Yummy yeah. Cheese Man, if anyone has Yummy Cheese Man Patreon questions or general questions for the panel, then you can drop them right now in the Ask a Question channel in the Chalkcast Discord. If you're not in there, you should be in there. There's a lot of people in there, vibing, coming up with topics for our bonus episodes, for live episodes, guest questions, etc. All of you should hop in there. Straight away, Void Le Vide wants to know, pickles and pizza, yes or no? Yummy.
I've never had it, but it doesn't sound awful. I'd do it.
It's trash.
That's good.
I've never had it, but I wouldn't have it. I would never have it, but why? I should always be willing to try my burgers. So
what?
Why would I?
Wait, you don't like pickles on your burger? What are you, a child?
Yeah, I just don't like it. It's like I may as well be eating air. Like it's. What? I don't add anything to. They literally don't add anything to what I'm eating, a pickle. Like, it's insane that people just eat pickles out of like
a what? I'm confused. Have you ever had a pickle?
They have an intense flavor.
I've had a pickle. I accidentally eat them in my burgers all the time. Like, that is rank. And then I pull it out. so, I'm not a pickle fan.
He's showing his age here.
I would eat pickles on pizza. I've never had it. But I'm with Yummy.
This is a great question for Yummy and CJ. Worst Aussie accent you've heard someone of the talent team attempt? So any caster.
Here's the conundrum when it comes with us listening to Aussie accents is that as an Aussie, like nobody, it's probably like one of the hardest ones to do. Nobody ever nails an Aussie accent. So it's kind of like anybody who does it, we just clap along and go, well done. Gregan does a decent one because his version of an English accent isn't too far off, so he just copies like the person, but I can't think of worse.
Who's the worst though? You need to expose the worst.
The more you try, the worse it is. Like, and the more you try and sound Australian, the worse. So there's a lot of I think the Americans for the most part, because their accent is so far away from Australia,
it's very far away.
Try harder to do it, and then so you can be like, "Oh, that's pretty good," because it's like that's funny, you know. They go for the stereotypical, you know, lines or whatever, and it does like okay, you're doing an Australian accent, but it's not. If I walk past me in the street, I wouldn't go, "Oh, that's an Australian." I'd be like, "That's an American doing an Australian accent," even if it's like sort of sounds good. It they go for like the most, you know. Oh yeah, like that's amazing, man. Like that kind of thing. And it's just, what are you doing? Like no one really talks like that unironically in Australia, but that's sort of where the Americans like, I'm Australian, wow. You know, like no one really does that. So I'll probably say, yeah, Gregan does a good one. He's he can get close.
I think Corelli of the American cast is probably, I back him to do a good one. I think Jorby has attempted to do it. Coerced, and he did a terrible job, so probably him.
Oh wow.
Well, also every American will say shrimp on the barbie, and we don't even call them shrimp.
Prawns?
Prawns for us, yeah.
Prawns.
So do you say prawns on the barbie?
No, we wouldn't even say that. Yeah, I guess, I mean,
I feel like I had to clarify that, though. I feel like everybody was wondering.
Where did that come from, then? Is that
from
just
a
like
movie,
a spoof?
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, it's from Crocodile Dundee. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
yeah, wait, I got one. This question's for CJ. How did the Second Punic War, 218 to 201 BC, particularly the battles of Cannae, 216 BC, and Zama, 202 BC, shape Rome's relationship with Carthage and the Mediterranean world?
Glad you brought that up, Null Corporation. It's just, look, I just think there's a lot of battles. You know, the battle between Australia and New Zealand, the battle between Rome and overtaking the Mediterranean. I think a lot of these have a big place in history. And I think in particular, the Second Punic War, obviously, in particular, when we're talking about that, we're obviously going to talk about the Battle of Cannae. It just had a large part in shaping the beach club at Mykonos in the Greek islands. So I think that wouldn't be where it is today and that particular landscape in amongst those volcanoes if the Battle of Cannae didn't take place in 216 BC. Now, the Zama in 202 BC, that was a little bit less relevant, I'd say, in terms of that. So I don't know why he brought that one up. But yeah, Second Punic War, one of my big fans. The ChatGPT waffling.
I actually immediately did that. I just straight away went and asked a question to ChatGPT, got a lovely like eight point, you know, response. Boom, in seconds. So it's there on the Discord if you guys want to see the answer to that question according to AI.
All right. This question is from Mr. Man. Is the Beast Mode Atomic Daniel roster going to work against teams like Vitality? Would they consume too much boost, etc.? I want to start this one off. I think people overanalyze on if they'll use too much boost, yada yada, all that stuff. Like, you can, but my brain doesn't do that. Like, I can't do that myself, so I'm going to say everybody else who does it is doing too much, personally. I think a pro player or a pro team of that caliber, if they use too much boost, they're going to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, that's such a silly mistake to make, and they can adjust.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's that kind of thing.
That was a very specific example from him, but
yeah, I don't think that kind of thing matters in the grand scheme of things. I think they'll be competitive. I think the consolidation of talent in NA is promising. But yeah, you got to see it to believe it. I mean, they've not lost an RLCS event, so but they did just lose Flip and Spin.
To translate Johnny's answer, he says that EU is greater than NA, so they're going to struggle no matter what.
All I'm saying is when you've got like years of evidence suggesting one thing, why would you suggest that the other thing is true with no evidence? You know, I just like to go with the evidence. But yeah, I'll stick with the evidence for now. But I think they're going to be competitive, yeah.
Speaking of evidence, we have no evidence of Rocket League Racing. Have you guys seen that there's some leaks about Rocket League Racing out there?
No evidence. What? That's kind of evidence, though, a little bit. Like, Sarov.
Anyway. Actually, I can't see this guy's name because it blocks it off. G dot dot dot. Does anybody see this guy's name? How much stock are you putting in off-season tournaments?
That's Garrett Y.
Garrett Y.
Oh, Garrett-y.
Garrett,
how much
why?
Stock have you been in off-season tournaments? Honestly, very little because, like, I guess this could be also referring to the Paris Games Week event where Nolly, Ryze, Vatira beat Vitality. I think it was 4-1 in the final. I wouldn't really like put too much on that personally because, and it's not because there's anything wrong with the event, but just in the past, off-season events haven't really translated to RLCS. So I don't think this offseason would either translate to RLCS and 3v3 just based on the past. Very rare for a team to like crush it in offseason, then just immediately pick up and dominate RLCS as well, or vice versa.
We should definitely do a big, we haven't really done a offseason transfer thing, but I don't know if it's worth doing it halfway like through. Like, it feels like the offseason is still going to be around for a while, so
we should still do that at some point though, to update people. Like, yeah, it's changing all the time though. I don't think much is finalized, really.
Are you talking about rosters or something?
Yeah.
Like a big esports episode. Because we haven't really, obviously we've talked about the game itself, but we haven't really talked about, you know, obviously some off-season events. Shout out to a little bit of a solo queue presented by Cash App.
Hey!
Stay tuned for that. Obviously we've got things going on. We've got the salt mine and stuff, but we haven't really done a... Whoa! Cash App in chat! Hang on a minute!
That's tomorrow though, by the way, right? You're live tomorrow with this.
Yeah, so tomorrow is like the closed qualifier, so it's not like the main event broadcast. There's, you know, it's, you know, basically we don't have a producer for it, so it's just gonna be me doing my stream with my stream deck, so I'll be switching scenes and stuff like that, and then James Bot is doing his stream as well. So we're gonna be separated for this and then come together on the 10th for the actual main event.
Have you announced the lineup yet for the closed qual?
I did, actually. I tweeted it it's a couple hours ago while you were streaming. Yeah, so
it's stacked. It's a good lineup. So it's, I mean, closed qual, sometimes people think I'll watch the main event. Like, no, the closed qual is like ridiculous.
Yeah,
I need to go look.
Here's the closed qual. I'll just do it. Also, in the main event, Arsenal couldn't play due to scheduling conflict. So Beast Mode stepped in. Beast Mode is playing in the main event now. Yeah, and also Cash Up, thank you so much for 20 gifted subs. Oh my god. But the closed qualifier is Mist, Noli, Evo, Toasty, Cheese, Gyro, Magic Bear, Chicago, Hoxer, Zaneel, Cosmic, Wavy, Flitz, T-Var, Cam, T-Curl.
Stacked.
That is stacked. Honestly, out of every tournament I feel like I've hosted, this is the best show out I've had.
Is that 20?
I want to see the sachet combo of Cheese Toasty. That would be my go-to duo.
The Cheese Toasty?
Yeah, that's what we would call... I don't know what you call it over there.
I thought about that, like, as well when I was inviting them.
We call it Cheese Toasty, yeah.
Yeah. I think Americans call it something different.
They call it probably Toasted Cheese, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, probably.
Grilled cheese. That's right.
Grilled cheese. Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah, we call it Cheese Toasty. Or, yeah, just a toasty.
Anyway, there's some beautiful things going on, so make sure we tune into those. I think we should, you know, just getting back to us, I think we should do a little update on the
We'll do an update.
We'll do an esports app sometime next week or the week after. Actually, do you want to announce next week's app, Cruzo?
We mentioned it already, but yeah, so next week we want to do... This is for the patrons. This is for the tier threes out there. Is it the large men? For the large men out there, we want to do viewer call-ins. So next week's episode, if you want to be a part of viewer call-ins, this is for large men, of course, the tier three Patreon subscriber, then be sure to like be in the Discord. We're going to give you guys like a little bit of a notification, but when next week happens, we want to get you guys involved with the show. We're going to try to get a guest, of course, and you guys can ask your questions there live on the show.
Yeah, this gives it... We're going to do it today, but we thought, what are we doing? We need to actually give you guys a heads up.
It was a bit last minute, yeah.
But also for the people that won't be watching this live that are on the YouTube, this is your chance if you're not a Patreon or something. If you've got a take, if you've got an issue or a thought, or you've got a little essay, you've got a little speech written down, this is your chance to jump on and pour your heart out, or just roast us, or ask a question. But this is your chance as patrons, as members of our community, to jump on. And, you know, this is your time to hop on and just share your thoughts, you know, pour your heart out, or maybe open up our minds to a different take, or just, whatever you want to do. It could be Chalk's Got Talent. If you want to sing for us or something, let us know. But basically, we're just going to throw you guys in here and see.
Through our wonderful editor who's going to check that everybody's... Yeah, through Fernando, who's going to check that everybody's actually a human. We're going to get Rizzo banned on Twitch.
Anyone who spends their $25 on making fun of Rizzo is a goat. So.
Okay, I thought you were going to say the opposite.
It could be like an unofficial roast episode, you know.
If we want to round out with a Yummy Cheese Man question, since Yummy's our guest today, that Rockily Chris has a good question on the Discord for Yummy, specifically saying, what sets the Australian/Oceanic community, Rockily community, apart from the European/North American Rockily community?
Depression, I guess, at the moment. It's not even far from the truth. Nobody's happy with the way that OC has gone. But I think the major thing in terms of like, and CJ's probably got a better input than me, at least, is that there's still like a lot of hungry talent, and that it's very easy, I'd say, in OCE for you to leapfrog way up the ladder. Like, you can go from a complete nobody up into the top eight by grinding hard, because there isn't as much of a depth. And so I think there are people, and we see them in ranked and whatnot, who are getting a lot better a lot quicker, and hopefully will be testing the top teams. But at the moment, it's been a bit of a crapshoot. Every single team's changed rosters, either intermingled. There's been a couple of risers. A player called Gus, a lot of people may not know, was on the number kind of 4-5 team, very promising player. We often considered him a top 10 player, with the top three teams having all of the rest of the top 10 players in it. And he's been put onto a team right now with Super Lucky. And who else is the third on
Hunter.
The team? Hunter. He might be a good, promising aspect. And they won a tournament. They won the Gauntlet, which is OCE's version of the Sarnix-sponsored event. Just the other day, just this weekend.
Yeah, in terms of like the community in general, it's obviously a very smaller, it's more of a tight-knit community than obviously Europe. And like, obviously Europe have heaps of different communities within that, and NA is pretty massive. You've got sort of the CRL community, and then sort of the top pro, I guess, community, and then I guess the general everyone else. So it's kind of everyone blends into one entity, you know, so everyone kind of knows everyone as well. So it's kind of cool in that sense, but also, you know, it's hard because as Yami said, you can jump straight into that top eight if you grind. So it's probably, I don't know, it's getting to that stage of Rocket League. The game's been out. We've been since season 4 in RLCS. So there's a lot less, I'd say, up and comers, but and also I feel like the top guys are probably grinding a bit less just because, you know, they've been doing it for so long. So it's your chance if you're in OCE, if you're listening, if you want to grind the game, this is it. You've got the off season, get in there and let's bring it back. But overall, you hear some bad things about the OCE community, but there's a lot of good as well. You only hear the sort of the bad stuff that goes viral.
The pandemic was probably the worst thing for the region, just because it you know, that's what really exacerbated the isolation issue of not being able to scrim, because previously people were constantly traveling to North America and Europe to practice, and they just don't get that much anymore. So hopefully they're on the grind. With all these new rosters, they should be on the grind at least for this off season, from what I hear.
Love that.
Yes. Gus is the guy that kicked Kami out of OCE. Yes, that is correct. I'm still angry.
He refused to team with Kami.
Oh, no.
And ended up leaving his team anyway. So,
anyway, any more questions?
Do we have any more for Yummy specifically? I don't think so. Wait, specifically, actually, we do. It says for the OCE boys, what are the chances of getting a locally hosted LAN for RLCS regionals?
Well, we can ask
you long enough. It's been long enough now for me to say, just before the pandemic, me and Johnny were trying to organize an international LAN in Australia.
That's true. We actually were, yeah.
That never went ahead because of the pandemic. The pandemic put a close to it, and now it probably doesn't make sense for us to run. But that was going to be a thing at the beginning of 2020, and it never happened. I did go to IEM Sydney 2 weekends ago, which is CSGO, or CS2, and the crowd was absolutely fantastic. Maybe not... not PG rated enough for Rocket League. The crowd did every swear under the book. It was not very PC at all.
Australian crowd.
It was a very Australian classic crowd. But that's fine in CS, and they loved it. They said it was the best crowd ever, and I thought it was amazing being in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I want an OC LAN. Rizzo wants an OC LAN. He loves long flights. He can't wait. I want an OC LAN. I would go immediately. I think there's actually going to be a direct flight from London to Sydney in 2025 or something. Is there? I'm going
to
Google this.
You can go to Perth. It's close.
Something that Rocket League could do that the Australian crowd do is every single interview, the crowd chanted rub his head just over and over again until the interviewer would rub the person that they're interviewing's head or whatever.
I like
as long
that.
As
I
the
like that.
Okay. Just stupid stuff like that.
Late 2025, London to Sydney direct flight planned, which will take a whopping 22 hours.
There is sort of one already, Johnny, but you have to stop in Darwin to refuel.
Oh, you have to stop for refueling? No way. Yeah. Nah, I want non-stop, bro. Like, how long do you have to stop to feel? Like, an hour, 2 hours? What is that?
An hour or something. And everyone gets day. Off the plane, they fill it up, everyone gets back on the plane.
You have to get, yeah. Because you have to deplane.
Can't be on when it's filling up.
Yeah, that's kind of brutal. I don't know about that. That doesn't count as non-stop for me. It's not non-stop enough.
If you're going to Australia, you got to make a bit of a trip out of it, go to New Zealand.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, I would stick around. I would like make it into like a... I mean, Australia is a big place. You can go lots of places in Australia. Mm-hmm. Go out to Tasmania to meet the Tasmanian devil himself.
Tassie, underrated. Underrated. Get on our coastline.
Have you ever been to Tasmania? Nice. Yeah. You have?
Yeah, who, yeah, so, yeah. Okay. I basically did a cider tour of Tasmania.
I wanted to see one.
There's one final question from Awuga. So, what are the chances an OCT makes a move like Complexity or Furia?
Very close to zero.
I'm going
to
say
OCT
zero.
OCT is in this like weird spot where the money's not there to entice somebody. Like NA, you know, they're not very good at the game, but they have the money. But there's also, it's also just challenging enough with only two spots to a major, maybe in the future one, who knows, that it's kind of like a big risk as well to go there.
Do you think it would be possible?
And expensive cost of living too.
Yeah, well, if an org was down for it, but do you think it would be possible that a full OC team moves to NA with like, obviously this wouldn't be the intention, but it would kind of be the thought process of like, if we go there, there's a good chance we might never make the lands because, you know, there's only five or there's five spots or whatever, but it's much more competitive than OC in like that regard. Actually, I don't know how
monetarily it somewhat doesn't even matter whether they make the lands.
Right. Because they would get the higher salary anyway.
Audience is good. Again, pre-pandemic, there were definitely plans from teams to do that. So.
Yeah, I think like an OC team could move with the intention to be like, yeah, we could solidify that 8th through 12th and get that salary. But at the same time, if you don't make that regional, you are doomed.
I think before the pandemic, it would have 100% happened with the new format, the open format that happened. The reason teams who like Chiefs didn't do it beforehand is because in order to do it, you had to go to North America, go through rival series first, and then through. So there was a 6-month wait, which was just too much. But if you could go and immediately compete, then they would have done it.
Right. That makes sense.
I think there's more chance of, or has been more chance of, just players themselves, individual players, doing some cross-region transfers. Even in this off-season, without leaking anything, there was a rumor of an OCE player moving to a major region, or getting offered to go on a team. So that's probably more down the track than a whole team moving, unless a team just absolutely dominates, like we see sort of Chiefs back in the day. I can't see it happening, but maybe an individual player, if they're popping off, might be able to get scouted. But that's kind of like what happens in other games as well. It's very rarely a whole team moves. It's usually, you know, a player, like you've seen Counter-Strike. Well, actually, I guess the CS team, they all moved. But you
a lot
know,
of
like
League
JK
of Legends
and stuff.
Aussie players in League of Legends have a lot of home in
and Dota, North America. I think he's an Australian Dota player, but yeah, there you go.
All right, fellas. That's going to do it. That's going to do it for Chalkcast number 61. If you guys watching or listening missed any part of it, be sure to check it out on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. You can catch all those links in the, well, if you're already on the YouTube video, then in the video description. Be sure to check out our Patreon. We do bonus episodes weekly, patreon.com/chalkcast. And also there's going to be a bonus episode uploaded right after this episode. Just give me a couple hours because it takes a while to upload. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you guys and we hope you guys enjoyed. We'll see you in the next one.
See you next week, patrons.
Bye-bye.